Welcome to Practical Bioponics, the podcast that walks you step by step through growing soil-free the natural way. I'm delighted to have you here for this very first episode. Today, we lay the foundations: what bioponics is, how it works, and why this method is winning over more and more growers. Let's start at the beginning. Bioponics is biological hydroponics. In classic hydroponics, you grow soil-free. The roots of the plants are not in soil, but in an inert substrate, irrigated continuously by a nutrient solution. So far, nothing new. The big difference in bioponics is that you replace synthetic mineral fertilizers with nutrients of organic origin. And this is where everything happens. These organic nutrients are not directly available to the plant. Before they can be absorbed, they must be broken down and transformed by microorganisms, bacteria, fungi. In other words, in bioponics, you are not just feeding the plant. You are feeding an entire living world that, in turn, feeds the plant. William Texier, who coined the term bioponics in 2004, sums it up with a phrase I really like. In bioponics, as in nature, it is biological life that does the work, not the water. In a sense, you are recreating a liquid soil. The fertilizers provide the organic matter, the microorganisms play the role of humus, and water and oxygen are supplied in abundance. To properly steer a bioponic system, you need to understand two microbial processes. These are the two engines of the method. The first is mineralization, also called ammonification. Microorganisms break down organic nitrogen and release ammonium. This process happens both in the presence and in the absence of oxygen. The second is nitrification. Specialized bacteria, the Nitrosomonas and the Nitrobacter, transform ammonium first into nitrite, then into nitrate. And nitrate is precisely the form of nitrogen that plants prefer. But beware, this is the crucial point. Nitrification only takes place in the presence of oxygen. It needs a well-aerated environment, a pH around 7 to 8, and a temperature of 20 to 30 degrees Celsius. From this follow two practical consequences that I invite you to keep in mind throughout this series. First consequence: a high-performing bioponic system must be very well oxygenated. We aim for a dissolved oxygen level of at least 5 mg per liter. Why? Because without oxygen, nitrification does not happen, ammonium builds up, and it becomes toxic to the plants. Second consequence: nutrition is gradual. The microorganisms release the nutrients little by little, over time. It is not instant, as it is in mineral hydroponics. The system is alive. So you must feed the plants, but also feed the microorganisms. To place bioponics well, let's compare it to its cousins. In classic hydroponics, the medium is water, and the nutrients come from synthetic mineral salts. It's precise, direct, but entirely chemical. In aquaponics, it's fish waste, once nitrified, that feeds the plants. This is in fact a special case of bioponics, where the organic waste is the fish effluent. In aeroponics, the roots are suspended in the air and receive a fine mist. Oxygenation there is maximal. And bioponics, then, is hydroponics fed by organic nutrients, mineralized by the microbes. By the way, remember this link with aquaponics. Its biofilters, the ones that host the bacteria, will serve as our model when we build our own system. We'll come back to that in the next episode. Let's finish with the advantages and the limits, because bioponics is not a miracle method, it's a choice, with its trade-offs. On the upside, it's biological production, soil-free, without synthetic fertilizers, that makes use of organic waste. It saves a great deal of water, up to about 90% compared to growing in soil, thanks to recycling the solution. The quality of the harvest is often superior: more sugars, more beneficial compounds, and fewer nitrates in leafy vegetables. The system is also more resilient. Microbial diversity strengthens resistance to disease. Finally, you often see a better ratio between fruit and foliage. On the downside, let's be honest, the yield is generally lower by 25 to 30% compared to mineral hydroponics. That gap is comparable to the one between organic and conventional growing in soil. The system is also harder to stabilize. The solution is alive, the pH, the conductivity and the temperature fluctuate, and deficiencies are more frequent, especially in phosphorus, magnesium, and calcium. The pipes and pumps clog more quickly because of the organic matter. And overall, bioponics demands more observation than classic hydroponics. That's it for this first overview. You now know what bioponics is, and above all, why everything rests on two things: oxygen and microbial life. Keep that in mind. In the next episode, we move on to the practical side, how to actually design and set up your system. The components, the type of system to choose when you're starting out, the famous biofilter, and the choice of substrate. See you very soon on Practical Bioponics. Take care of your crops and of your microbes.